Hey, welcome to our Committee of One, Senate Human Services Committee. We'll call the meeting to order. Clearly, we don't have a quorum right now, so we'll hear this as a subcommittee, and we'll keep the rules open for when members come in. My understanding is that Senator Nguyen and Senator Berryhill will not be here today. So we'll start with item one, SJR 29, and Senator Pan, why don't you come up to present?
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and members of the committee when they finally appear. So I'm pleased to present SJR 29, which calls upon the United States Congress to issue a formal apology to all immigrant detainees who have been forcibly separated from their parents as a result of implementation of zero-tolerance border policies. Following an executive order issued by President Trump in January 2017 and a memo issued by Attorney General Jeff Sessions in April of this year, the United States had instituted a zero-tolerance policy with regards to immigrant violations. However, this unprecedented inhumane policy has resulted in the forcible separation of over 2,500 immigrant infants and children from their parents who remain in custody while awaiting trial. While supporters of the policy have claimed that it's merely enforcement of existing law, I would like to point out that the United Nations Human Rights Office of the High Commissioner has stated that the family separations are serious violations of the rights of the child. In fact, the president of the American Academy of Pediatrics here in the United States has called it government-sanctioned child abuse. So even though the United States is the only member state not to have ratified the Convention on the Rights of the Child, the United Nations has stated that since we have signed the international accord, we do have legal obligations to children in custody. Aside from the inherent cruelty of separating children from their families, there is strong research to show there are significant prolonged health risks associated with exposure to high levels of stress in childhood as a result of separations. SJR 29 first seeks to highlight the overwhelming consensus among researchers that prolonged exposure to toxic stress affects both short-term and the long-term health. And while most of us are likely aware of the potential mental health effects, such as post-traumatic stress disorder, there are also serious physical harms associated with excessive child stress. In fact, ongoing exposure to stress can actually disrupt formation of the child's brain architecture and can contribute to later development of chronic conditions, such as cardiovascular disease. SJR 29 calls upon the United States Congress to formally apologize not only for the separation of families, but also for the prolonged increased health risks associated with unimaginable stress experienced by those who've been separated by their families. There are numerous past examples of the United States issuing formal apologies for flagrant human rights violations. Some examples include the Reagan administration's 1988 apology for the internment of Japanese citizens during World War II, and the President Clinton's administration 1997 apology for the Tuskegee experiments conducted in the 1940s through 70s. You'll notice that these apologies often come decades, and in some other examples, centuries after the violations have taken place. But I would say, why should we wait until these children who have been forcibly removed from their families' arms are grown before acknowledging the cruelty and the violation of human rights as a result of our policies? With SJR 29, we are asking Congress to apologize now, to recognize what we are doing now as being inappropriate, as harmful, and that we will apologize for that, and that's both present and ongoing, caused by the administration's policy of separating children from their families at our border. We should not only stop this practice, we should also recognize the inhumanity of what we have already committed. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Great, thank you very much. Are there any witnesses in support of the resolution? Seeing none, is there any opposition? Okay, with that, you're welcome to close.
I respectfully ask for an aye vote, and I appreciate the opportunity to present.
Thank you, and once we have a quorum, we'll keep the roll open for once we achieve a quorum. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chair.
Hey, Assemblymember Gonzalez Fletcher, item two, AJR 46. Welcome.
Thank you, sir, Chairman. I don't want to sound too redundant, but this is a very similar resolution that has passed the Assembly with every single Assembly Democrat being a co-author and receiving zero no votes in the Assembly. It is a resolution to to basically ask the administration to stop, the Trump administration stop their, and federal agencies to stop their zero tolerance rule, immigration rule, and urges the administration to refrain from implementing these policies. I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Terrific. Are there any witnesses in favor? Seeing none. Any witnesses in opposition? Seeing none. You got to close.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you. We will keep the roll open until we have a quorum. Thank you very much. Okay, that those are our two items on the agenda today. The roll is open on both. We will take a recess. Unless our members coming.
Yep. Okay, thanks.
Sean, does anyone say they're on their way?
Glazer should be on his way. Portino says they're going to send him down right now.
Okay.
Okay, here's one. Okay. Although we need.
We need four.
Four.
Well, yep. But we've
got to get four.
And how about.
We are returning from recess. We've heard both items. And first, let's establish a quorum.
Wiener?
Present.
Wiener present. Berryhill. Glazer?
Present.
Present. Glazer present. Leyva?
Here.
Leyva here. McGuire? Wynn? Portantino?
Here.
Portantino
okay,
here.
Okay, we have a quorum. We will open the roll on item number one, SJR 20. Oh, yes. A motion on SJR 29. And we will call the roll, please.
Okay, SJR 29.
And the chair's recommendation is an aye.
The motion is be adopted. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye. Berryhill, Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. McGuire? Wynn? Portantino?
Aye.
Portantino, aye.
Okay, that has enough votes. We'll keep the roll open for Senator McGuire. Item number two, AJR 46. Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Okay, and we will call the roll.
AJR 46, Gonzalez Fletcher. The motion is be adopted. Wiener?
Aye.
Wiener, aye. Berryhill, Glazer?
Aye.
Glazer, aye. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. McGuire? Wynn, Portantino. Portantino, aye.
Thank you.
Okay, it has the votes. We'll keep the roll open for Senator McGuire. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you,
Scott.
On item number one, SJR 29.
SJR 29, Senator Penn, the motion is be adopted. Chair votes aye. Berryhill, McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Wynn? That's five.
Okay, the vote is 5-0. Item number one, SJR 29 is out. Item number two.
Item number two, AJR 46, Assemblymember Gonzalez Fletcher, the motion is be adopted. The chair votes aye. Berryhill? McGuire?
Aye.
McGuire, aye. Wynn?
Okay, that's 5-0. That item is out, and that completes our business for today. This meeting is adjourned.